I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Banned Books Week and Addressing Housing Challenges. The Aviana-based library hosted a series of events throughout Banned Books Week to teach members of Wyvern Nation about challenged books. Every year, hundreds of book titles face removal or restrictions due to objections over language, content, or themes.
Banned Book Week was launched in 1982 in response to a sudden surge in the number of book challenges in libraries, bookstores, and schools. Typically held in the last week of September, the annual event highlights the value of free and open access to information and brings together the entire book community, from librarians, educators, authors, publishers, booksellers, and readers of all types in shared support of the freedom to seek and to express ideas. Lisa Sotak, Aviano-based library director, says that libraries across military installations follow the American Library Association Bill of Rights and does not censor library catalogs.
Air Force libraries ensure that our libraries follow the American Library Association Bill of Rights to ensure that the selection process is free from censorship and applies the principles of intellectual freedom, not only in selection, but in all aspects of service.
Sotak also notes that Banned Books Week encourages all readers to reflect on the importance of intellectual freedom. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Addressing housing challenges. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Stephanie Barge. The Air Force's first commercial apartment complex was announced at a ceremony held at Edwards Air Force Base, California. The new apartments will address the current housing shortage faced by unaccompanied active duty service members, providing homes for those at the rank of senior airmen and above, as well as students from the U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School. The first units could be ready by the summer of 2026 and will serve as a model for future housing solutions, setting an example for how the Air Force will address housing shortages in other remote locations. Ravi Chowdhury, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Energy, Installations, and Environment, says many airmen have been impacted by the shortage of housing options at Edwards Air Force Base, signifying the importance of trying something new and tailored for the men and women who serve there. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.